Freestyle Travel.
Hey everybody, cheers. Welcome to the Freestyle Travel Show. My name is Kenny Flannery, your host as always. I'm here in Alpine, Wyoming, which is a little bit south of more famous, I guess, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Drinking some Jackson Hole beer right now, some Roadhouse beer. And I got some stories about beer. I got some stories about hitchhiking. I got some stories about fishing. So last I left you guys, I was in, I believe, Laughlin, Nevada. Let me take a sip of this beer here. Actually, I haven't tried it. Ooh, man, that smells good. And it fucking is good. Oh, damn. This is a double dry hopped hazy IPA. Mountain Jam from Roadhouse. So I left you guys off. I was in Laughlin doing the whole free casino room thing, taking advantage of that. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you about how easy it is hitchhiking in beautiful places. Because I've got a bunch of easy stories. And tell you how I got here to Wyoming, what I'm doing here, what's next, all that good stuff. But let's play that funky music and I'll bring you back to Laughlin and bring you up to Wyoming. Let's do it. All right, so Laughlin, there I was. The goal was to get up here to Wyoming. And I had found a cheap Frontier or Spirit airline. I don't even remember. I don't even remember how much it costs. But it was like, I don't know. It was less than $40 for sure. Maybe it was like, I think it was like $28. Something. I can't remember. It's cheap enough where I could afford it, even though I ran out of money. I kind of wish I had that whatever it was back, $30 back. But that was out of Vegas. So I left Laughlin. I had to hitchhike from Laughlin up to Vegas, and I had big goals, big dreams there in Vegas. I was going to go to every brewery, not every brewery, but maybe over a dozen breweries in Vegas in one day walking, just as like a fun little mission. I was going to film it as I'm doing now, and that was going to be cool. What I didn't account for was that I didn't really have much money left. So after the Frontier flight or whatever it was paid for, then I got into Vegas and they hit my card, so any money I had on that card was no good anymore. They charged like $200 and I didn't have nearly $200 in the account anyways, but suddenly didn't have access to that. I had about $90-something in cash. Let me rewind. Let me get you to Vegas first. So, walked out from the Harrah's that I was staying in, walked to the road, stuck my thumb out, as I do, and I've made that hitch a couple times, and it was kind of slow going a couple times, but I got a ride relatively quick. This guy, right away, told me the car that he was towing was $300,000. I'm like, what the hell? I'm trying to remember what kind of car it was now. Mercedes or some shit. I don't know. They're all fucking cars with wheels. Some cost a lot of money, apparently. So he was towing that. So he was actually going to Henderson, which is almost Vegas, but not quite. And like I'd mentioned the brewery thing. I was going to do that the very next day where he dropped me off. There was a bunch of breweries there in Henderson, ones I wasn't going to go to. And I was like, I'm right here. Hitchhiking's going to be tricky from Henderson. So I'll probably try to do the $1.75 bus thing. Public transit bus to Vegas, but since I'm right here, since he dropped me off right here, let me hit these breweries. So I did. I hit a few of them. Try to remember the names. One was like Astronomy Brewing. I think one might have been called Bad Beat Brewing. I forget. There are a few in a row. Definitely spent more money at those breweries than I should have, which, I don't know, was probably around $40 or something. That I spent at all those breweries, maybe more, maybe 60 or something. Beer's goddamn expensive now. And then you throw a tip on that and tax and all that crap. But I had a good time. Popped the $2 or whatever for the bus. Got to the Strip. Where was I staying? Probably doesn't even matter. One of the hotels that gave me a free thing on the Strip. Checked in and realized, I'm down to like way less than $100. And if I'm going to go to 12 breweries tomorrow, that's going to be almost impossible. Unless I get really lucky and these breweries like me and give me a free beer, which is definitely not something I can count on. easily going to spend 10 bucks at each brewery just for a fucking beer and a tip. Easily. So I'm like, oh shit, my only real move here is to go down and gamble it with blackjack, which I did, and that was a fail. Yeah, played some blackjack, and yeah, I would say fairly quickly. lost everything? Yeah, I think I lost it all. I think I lost all of it. All of the cash that I had. Did I have $2 or $3 left? I think I had $1 left. And then whatever change I had up in the room. So yeah, I legit just like lost it all. Went for broke because I was like, fuck it. I'm either going to be able to go to these breweries or I'm not. What's the difference? Probably eating food? Yeah. So I went up to the room. I don't know what time it was. 9 p.m., 2 a.m. late. And I'm just like, fuck, man. I guess I'm not going to be able to do this. So I must have had... Oh, I had a Venmo card, which did have something like $20 or $30 on it. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Tomorrow I'll wake up and I'll at least go to like 2 or 3 breweries because fuck it. I wanted to. So I woke up and coincidentally, this guy Mike, who's seen my hopping show, the show where I go to all these breweries and hitchhike around, he's been wanting to do something kind of similar, or at least as far as like videotaping, going to breweries. And we've been in contact loosely, and it just so happened that he was coming down from Utah, with his kid and, I think his cousin, and was like, see you in Vegas, cause I'd posted stupidly about going to all these goddamn breweries, which I then wasn't going to be able to do. Felt kind of dumb about that, but luckily he saw that and he's like, I'll be passing through. Let's grab a beer quickly on his way back to California. So I'm like, all right, cool. Well, we got to go to Abel Baker. I mean, if y'all know me and the beer show, like Abel Baker is my jam in Vegas. And if I'm going to go to 2 or 3 breweries, that's one. So I met him there and he was super cool. He bought me a beer too. So that like saved me from dipping into my Venmo stash on that one. I got to take a sip of beer talking about this. Freaking Vegas. I'm ready to be done with Vegas for a while. I'm ready to be done with this story that I'm telling you so I can get up to here to like Idaho and Wyoming and all the cool stuff I've been doing here. So yeah, met him, grabbed a beer, went over to another banger brewery because a friend had actually sent me 10 or 15 bucks on Venmo and specifically said I should get their Hefeweizen over there, jalapeno Hefeweizen, which was good. I was surprised a little bit because banger brewery... I hadn't been there in a while, and I didn't have, like, great memories of it. I guess not bad ones, but I don't know. I was prepared to be underwhelmed, and I was pleasantly surprised. And things worked out well after that, because then I went to Neon Desert Brewery, which was a new one for me. And of all the 12 that I was going to go to, some were kind of throwaway breweries, to be honest, but that one I was, like, kind of excited about. So I'm like, all right, I can afford to get, like, one more beer somewhere, or a flight or something. So I went there. Talking to the bartender, he's cool. The beers are really good. And I get a text from James, the owner at Abel Baker. He sees I'm in town, so he comes over. And he actually picks up my tab there. What a win again. And then I go over to Abel Baker with him, and I'm catching up. Because I filmed with him for my hopping show the very end of 2019, a couple days before New Year's Eve. Literally the first person I filmed with for that show, so it was cool to catch up with him. I've seen him like once since then, but yeah, really caught up, and he kind of opened a tab for me at Abel Baker, yet another win, money-wise. Drank some beers there, and during that process, I had sort of agreed to come back to Neon Desert, meet the actual brewer, the owner, and film a hopping episode. So... as far as hopping goes, maybe you guys have been watching it on YouTube.com/hopping, where I'm going to all these breweries. And there's season one, where I hitchhike from Vegas down through Arizona and California. And then season two, which I filmed last summer and is just only coming out now. But from this point on, once this season is done coming out and there's just a few episodes left, I'm just going to do these one-off episodes just on my own. There's the whole drama with my buddy Nick, who just like skipped out, tried to sabotage the thing and just sour grapes on that, and I'm like, why am I doing these seasons anyways? I'm just going to embrace the YouTube thing and do one-off episodes. So I'm like, this Neon Desert thing will be one of the episodes. Just like a month or two ago, I went to Every Brewery in Mississippi in 24 hours and filmed that. That's going to be an episode that'll come out in the next month or something. So I'm like, all right, cool. Some more content at a good brewery. So hanging around in Vegas, I got no money. I'm there for 5 days just waiting for this Frontier flight or whatever. Basically just hanging out in the room because can't gamble. I had some food credit there. That's how I was eating. I forgot which they gave me. It was like $60. $60 in food credit. So I was, you know, nothing to worry about. Even though I'm out of money, it's like, whatever. Free food. So a few days later, I get to the brewery. I film with Jimmy, I think his name was, at Neon Desert. Super cool guy. Kind of like an epic home brewer who finally opened up his own spot. Classic. I've met a few of these guys now who've opened up their brewery in March 2020. Fuck. He was one of those. But yeah, I think he's going to do really well because it's in the brewery district there. So I went and filmed. That was pretty cool. It was the first time doing like the proper like tasting and stuff and all that on my own, as far as like filming it myself and all that. And I think it turned out real well. And drank a ton of good beers with him. And yeah, I believe it was the very next day that I had to fly out, go to Salt Lake City. And yeah, that cheap flight just to save me the day or so of hitchhiking, which, yeah, the state of money, I probably should have just hitchhiked. I guess I was just feeling baller when I bought the ticket. But whatever. Flew up there, met up with my buddy Cam. It's my friend I always see when I'm in Salt Lake City. Good friend. Caught up with him for a day. And before I had gotten there, I was like, yeah, I'm going to hitchhike to Wyoming next. He's like, I'm going on a fishing trip in Idaho, if you have any interest in that. So I'm like, fuck yeah. Not only is that awesome, it's like most of the way to where I'm going to Wyoming, practically. It's like, yeah, it's pretty far up there. I guess close-ish to Yellowstone. So that was awesome. So yeah, spent the night in Salt Lake City. We drove up to Island Park, Idaho. He told me it's the premier fly fishing destination like on the planet, and that seemed to be what everyone has said since, so I believe it. And met up with his friends. They got a little cabin up there, kind of, or one of them does, and they all use it whenever they can, get as much use out of it. Nothing fancy. Not even like a proper bathroom and stuff in there, but like a proper kitchen and space for a bunch of dudes to crash out, drink beers in between fishing. So that's what we did. We got out on the water, and it was like kind of a windy and rainy day, but it's Idaho, so that came and went and be sunny and beautiful, and just spent the whole day on the river. Goddamn, it was beautiful. I've got some of that footage. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. Probably pop it into a Hobo Lifestyle YouTube video. I'll tell you more about some of these videos coming up a little bit later. Got some good pictures, stuff like that. And yeah, the next day it was like super rainy, but we said, fuck it. A few of us, me and my buddy and one other guy, super cool guy, we got out on the boat again and yeah, caught a fish, and hung out, drunk some beers, taking a sip of beer here myself. Yeah, pretty good time. And then Cam dropped me off in Idaho Falls. It was getting pretty late, like right on the cusp, from Idaho Falls to Alpine, Wyoming, where I was heading. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, I can't remember, but I got dropped off at like 7 at night, so kind of close to sunset, so I knew I'd be cutting it close, and it all worked out. I hitched one really short ride, like 10 or 15 miles, and then was really cutting it close. I'm like, all right, how's this going to be? It's kind of rainy. I'm like, might be camping out in the rain tonight. And then boom, got picked up by this dude and his mom and some other dude in the back seat I didn't realize was there until like 20 minutes into the ride. Just some kid who's silent kid. I don't know. He's like 16. It's like, whoa, hey buddy. And they dropped me off right here in Alpine. So Alpine is where my mom lives normally, but during the summer, from, what is it, Labor Day to Memorial Day or the other way around, whatever, during the summer, she works as a camp ambassador at a campground about an hour north of here, north of Jackson even, you know, putting out fires, telling people, you know, how to do things. Yeah, making sure the place doesn't get burned down or trashed, basically. So she spends the whole summer doing that, and we'll come down to the house like one day a week. So the house was empty, and I was like, all right, might as well come out here, finish up my hopping show. And she's getting married, so that's kind of the real main reason that I'm here. She's getting married here real soon. So I'm like, all right, I might as well be here. So I'm there for that. And finishing up the video editing, which I could do on the road, kind of at coffee shops and stuff. But obviously, it's way more chill just to have this beautiful damn place to myself. It's just gorgeous around here. If you've ever been to Jackson Hole, you know, Alpine is like way more chill than Jackson. It's not like as touristy or anything like that, or as populated. Beautiful. And it's an easy hitch, as I'll tell you, because I've been doing it. So yeah, been here working on the videos, getting those out. Again, hope you guys are enjoying those. If you're into beer especially, they're fucking awesome. The episodes of hopping. Yeah, so the first time I hitchhiked up to Jackson since I've been here, there's actually a local I don't know what you call them, magazine, blog, or whatever, called Jackson Hole Traveler. They saw one of the episodes of Hopping where I was actually here last summer, and particularly the drone footage is what turned them on. And yeah, they wanted to pay me to do a promo for their beer page and kind of go to all the breweries and get some footage, condense it to a 60-second like thing. So I'm like, hell yeah, because I wanted to film at Snake River anyways for the show, Snake River Brew Pub. It's the oldest brew pub in Wyoming. I've been drinking their beer since I've been coming here, since I was below drinking age, like whatever. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go up there and do that anyways. And if y'all are gonna pay me to like get some extra footage at the other breweries, there's four of them basically in Jackson, like I will do that. So stepped out on the road, and this is what I really want to talk about, is just how easy it is to hitchhike anywhere where there's like mountains and rivers, like, because people are just used to it, you know, like during the winter, people hitchhike to the ski mountain no matter where you're at. On rivers, people will need to hitchhike to get back to their car, stuff like that. So where there's trails, people need to hitchhike to get back to their car, etc. So it's like way more common around beautiful, like, mountain river areas to see hitchhikers, so it's usually pretty easy to get a ride. There's not like the stigma like you're in the middle of Los Angeles or something. Drink another beer. Another sip of beer. This is fucking good beer. I'm stoked. I'm really happy about this one. This is good. Making me happy. Yeah, so damn, I didn't wait 5 minutes. I got a ride. And I got a bunch of footage of this. This is going to be an episode. I figured that too. I'm like, as long as I'm going to all these breweries, I might as well film it. So I even have the ride I got on camera. That's pretty cool. Actually, I just posted a clip of that on Instagram on Hobo Lifestyle, at Hobo Lifestyle on Instagram. And you see me like, see that I got the ride, and like grab the camera and run up to the car. Yeah, so super quick. That dude gave me a ride halfway to Jackson. It's probably like if you were just driving 45 minutes, gave me a ride to Hoback. And then, yeah, there's a substitute teacher. He gave me a ride straight into Jackson, and I walked to Snake River. And I had a big old fucking drunken day. It was fun. I started at Snake River, and I did the whole thing that I normally do. You know, he poured all their beers basically, and set up the cameras and film the tasting, and then I went around getting all the B-roll and putting the drone in the air, just like getting all the shots of beer pouring and blah blah blah, people cheersing, all that good stuff. And yeah, I'm like, all right, time to go on over to Still West Brewery, which is another brewery that I don't go to that often in the past. They're probably the I guess they're the newest, and they have a new brewer there, so their beer is actually better than I remembered. It's like, that's cool. And they were whipping up food for me because I wasn't doing like a proper episode there. It was more just for the Jackson Hole Traveler thing. So at the end of the day, it was only gonna be like 10 or 15 seconds of footage, but you know, that still takes a while. So I was there for a while because, you know, drinking beers, and they're giving me food because they wanted it to be filmed and stuff. So I'm like, I'll happily oblige. And then next up was Thai Me Up, which is the Thai food restaurant where Melvin Brewery started. Awesome spot. So I went in there, same thing. That was kind of funny because I reached out to them ahead of time and they didn't respond. So I just showed up with the camera and started filming, and like they started giving me beers and chilling, and that was cool. And then I walked over a couple more blocks. All these breweries are relatively close. I mean, if you want to go to every brewery in a day, it's super easy. So I went to a Roadhouse, which is what I'm drinking now. And same thing, just showed up with the camera and started making moves and making friends and drinking beers. There are these guys who are going to go to Still West. And I was like, y'all should go to Tie Me Up on the way. And then I myself went back to Tie Me Up a little later because I wanted some footage of more like people around while I was busier. And those guys were there. They were pilots. So they were just here on like a layover or whatever and just checking out the beer scene. So I kicked it with them. At this point, I'm getting pretty hammered. Things are getting a little bit hazy, but I was loving it. Wound up at a fucked up place that night. I'll get to that. Drink. They're buying me beers at this point and French fries and stuff, and they took off, and I'm getting the extra shots that I need. And then I'm like, well, I might as well go back to Still West and get some footage of them while they're busier. And I got lucky. I got there. It was a big old wedding party, and they're all razzing me and giving me a hard time. I don't know, because I'm just drunk and talking shit to the wedding crowd or whatever. So that was fun, and just drinking more beers there and kind of befriending the bartenders and having a good time. And I got all the footage I need, and then things are kind of hazy at that point, but pretty sure I stopped at Snake River again, probably pretty briefly this time. And then, the next morning I woke up in tall grass up on a big hill. I was like, oh man, cameras all out and stuff. I'm like, all right, yeah, that makes sense. I was like halfway to the end of town to like hitchhike out. But obviously at that point it was probably midnight or something. So yeah, I wake up in this tall grass. I'm like, all right, no one can totally see me. Gathered all my stuff. I was only like halfway in my bivy pack. I definitely could have kept sleeping, but I'm like, I gotta get out of here. So I did. I gathered my stuff, climbed down the hill, was not spotted. I don't know, it's probably public land anyways. I don't know what it was, but I was all right. And I didn't walk far at all. I thought I was gonna have to walk to like the edge of town, like another, I don't know, couple miles probably. But sure enough, just like not even face the traffic, just hand out, thumb out. Dude picked me up, and he was going to the halfway. It's called Hoback Junction. He gave me a ride there. I stood at the roundabout there, and yeah, 5 minutes. I got a ride from a guy who was going past Alpine. Super cool guy, used to travel back in the day. So that's how easy hitchhiking is here. So did that and started editing that video for the Jackson Hole Traveler thing. And yeah, hitchhiked again yesterday. I guess it was yesterday. Shit. And again, just two rides to get up to Jackson. So it was 4th of July yesterday. So I was like, I'm going to hitchhike up and go to the campground where my mom's like living. And she can look across the mountain from where her campsite is. She can see the Teton mountain range. If you know this area, it's just fucking incredible. She can see the Tetons and she can see Teton Village, which is one of like the best ski resorts on the planet, and also where they shoot off fireworks. So it's like, oh, we can sit there and like look at the silhouette of the Tetons and like look over slightly to the left and see like fireworks going off in the distance. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with my mom and her fiance, soon to be husband, in a couple weeks, and do that. So yeah, again, it was easy. I just walked to the end of Alpine here, like less than a mile, basically just the road's right there. Walked out, got a ride right away from a river guide. So it wasn't a long ride, like 10 mile, not even, I don't know, like 5 or 10 miles up the road to, he was picking up some people, picking up a boat, river guide. And yeah, then hitched a ride from this couple. They've been living in Jackson for a year and a half. They're, were living in San Francisco before that. And they were going to Still West Brewery. Go fucking figure. So they gave me a ride there. And from there, my mom came down from the campground, which is like 20 minutes from a dirt road. She had to come and pick up some stuff anyway. So scooped me up, grabbed some beer, whatnot, and went up to the campground, Curtis Canyon. Holy crap, it's beautiful. I just described it to you. It just, yeah, looks at all this great stuff. So there's like 23 sites there. I went on her rounds that she's got to do every morning and every night in this case, and just you know, make sure people know how to put out fires and make sure fires are put out, make sure it's not trash, blah, blah, blah. But it is just gorgeous. It's got this little, like, what do they call it, a side-by-side. It's like a fancy-ass golf cart, ATV kind of situation. She just cruises that up. It takes anywhere from an hour to a few hours, depending on how many people there are, like 23 sites. I recommend it to anybody. If you're listening to this, just go to Curtis Canyon Campground. It's free. You can stay there for 5 days. Just put out your fucking fires and don't trash the place or else my mom will talk shit. But it's goddamn beautiful. Hit me up. I'll tell you the good sites. Like, they're mostly good. I'll tell you the really good ones. Yeah, so did that and grilled out, barbecued, s'mores, watched the fireworks. And this morning, my soon-to-be stepdad, pretty much, was going into Jackson to do some carpentry work, which he does every day. So I rode with him to get back down to Alpine. And actually, I did wait a little while for a ride, surprisingly. It took me like an hour to finally get a ride from a dude at first. But I did get the ride, and got back on down to Alpine. So that's my travels of late. Take another sip of beer here. But that kind of shows you how easy hitchhiking is around here, usually. So I'm going to play that music, and I'm going to tell y'all what's about to happen next, or at least what I think's about to happen next. Lots of ideas and stuff as always. All right, let's play that music and figure it out. So yeah, like I said, I'm here. Mom's getting married, T-minus like 2 weeks or something. And I'm editing the video, and I'm getting a little bit better at that as far as just like getting in the habit of it. So I think I'm going to start putting out a lot more videos, so keep your eyes on both of the YouTube channels. There's a Hobo Lifestyle, which I've had for 15 years. Oh, fucking A. You know, it's 15 years that I've been living on the road now. Fucking nuts, huh? It's July. So July is when I left New York City, 2007. It's 2022. Fucking A. But yeah, I was putting out YouTube videos back then about hitchhiking and stuff, so I'm going to start doing more of that, just getting in the habit of just filming like all the time hitchhiking if I can, and getting more videos up there, because whenever I put them up, people like them, so I might as well keep doing it, because it is fun. It's just time consuming, but the better I get at it, the less time it'll take. Gonna keep doing the hopping episodes. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now for the next 2 weeks. I did want to make a new bivy pack, because the one that I've had now for a little over 2 years, I just got new ideas, and a couple things have failed on it. Still works plenty well, but it could be better. But I'm totally broke. Like, totally broke. How much money do I have? Not much. A little bit of reserves for food and stuff. But I'm about to get paid by this Jackson Hole Traveler thing that I mentioned. So that's kind of the hold up on the backpack thing. But other than that, yeah, just getting all this video out. And then after the wedding, yeah, probably going to make some moves. But I have no idea where. I mean, part of me wants to go over to Portland. Part of me wants to hitch down to Florida and get a ticket to Costa Rica, get down to South America. But I really don't know. I'm going to see what happens. See if I wind up with a new bivy pack. If I can pull that off, if I can get money in time to get it shipped here in time, the fabric, that is. There is a sewing machine here I can use. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just winging it, as per usual. But yeah, filming a lot more, blah, 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 all that good stuff. So that's what's up. That's what's current. Hope you guys are all doing well. Yeah, shoot me a message if you're seeing this right now and you're coming around Jackson before the end of July. Hit me up. Maybe you got a place to stay. You definitely got something to drink some beer with or something. Cheers, guys, and I will see you down the road. To hell with plans I made. I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.